prayers and best wishes are with them, and that they need to know that we are 100% behind them, and we want them to come home safely and securely. We have a lot of folks in this area who obviously are serving overseas. Their families will be present at a rally at Newdorp High School in Staten Island at 1 o'clock this Sunday afternoon. And it's I think it's merely a very strong and hopefully a solemn way of demonstrating that in spite of those who are voicing their opposition, for whatever reason, I think they're misguided, but we hear and read almost daily about the protests against imminent action, against what we want to do, that is to keep the peace and security of American people and our allies, that it's time that so many who voiced their concern and ideals of what America is all about, it's time that we say to the rest of the world, and specifically to our troops, that we appreciate what they do and thank God that they've volunteered to serve our country and to secure the peace and, in a way, I think, liberate the many who are currently oppressed, like so many who have come before them.
Have you been frustrated over what has been going on, the feckless French obstructionists like that? And I must tell you, I've even been losing patience with the president. As much as I admire him and like him, I cannot take it anymore. If he says tonight we're going to give him one more chance, then I'm out. But then forget about me.
I think that, you know, President Bush fundamentally should be applauded for his moral clarity on this this matter, like so many others, and his commitment to protect the American people. He and I both took an oath to uphold the obligation.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Excuse me, Congressman. I know you took an oath.
Yep.
I know he took an oath. But aren't you getting a little tired of this endless postponing of action?
Yeah, in a way, I can't say I'm not frustrated. The president has tried to maintain, and perhaps he's allowing, for example, Prime Minister Blair, who's been a stalwart ally, the opportunity to do what he needs to do back in Great Britain. But I think the witching hour is finally upon us, and I know that has been said many times over the last year or so, but now I believe that this is that action is imminent, one way or the other, and tonight is going to lay it out. And if the president, I don't know exactly what he's going to say, but if he does say anything, I'm sure it truly will be limited to the next 72 hours at the maximum. And, you know, for those who don't want to get on board, I think it's a shame. I think they've proven and shown their true colors that things come before peace and security, that their time will come. But the United States from day one has obligation to protect each of us, the government and our men and women in the military, with or without them. Obviously and ideally, we'd like as many partners on board to recognize the tyrant that Hussein is. But if we have to, we'll do it alone. But even said that, it's not going to be alone, because we'll have countries like Italy and Spain and the United Kingdom and so many others who have recently tasted freedom on board. And then ultimately, not only will we not abdicate our responsibility to protect the American people, but I think simultaneously we'll liberate many who are currently oppressed by a murderer and thug in Saddam Hussein.
All right, so Sunday at Newdorp High School, Staten Island at 1 p.m., is that right?
Yes, sir, and we encourage all to attend to show the men and women who are bravely serving overseas, particularly by Sunday, who knows what's going to be happening. But we would love everyone to attend. The veterans organizations locally are working with us, along with the Borough President's Office of Staten Island. And it's merely a very, I would hope, a very one simple way of saying that this community of Staten Island and Brooklyn, and indeed the rest of America, appreciate, respect, and admire the sacrifice that they're willing to make as we sit here back in the United States of America.
Thank you very much, Congressman. Congressman Vito Fisella, 15th Congressional District, and you can tell the Congressman that if I'm able to make the arrangements, and Commissioner Fred Pantaleone should understand what I'm talking about, I will be there too. I think it's an important thing, an important affair to get out there and register your presence.
There's lots of things that are strange about that answer.
That our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of
go to a break.